Hey everybody, Colt here. Thanks for stopping by and checking out our podcast. If you like what you hear and you want to hear more, be sure to check out our website, draftdive.com, or follow us on Twitter, @draftdive and @_ColtWilliams. Now, enjoy the episode.
Welcome back, everybody. It's another edition of the Draft Dive Football Show. I'm Jonah, joined as always by my co-host Colt. Colt, how's it going?
It's going well. I'm so giddy for the playoffs. Big Patriots fan here, so obviously I've got no skin in the game. But you know, I think our time has come where I'm going to see a lot more, you know, playoffs here, especially as of recently, without any skin in the game. So it's nice to not really worry about my team advancing or anything like that and being superstitious of, I'm not going out to a bar to watch the game. I have to be at home. I have to be on the couch. I have to be wearing my jersey, you know, and stuff like that. So yeah, it feels pretty good. Like I said, not having anything on the line, but, you know, what we did have on the line is we made some picks last week for Super Wild Card weekend, and there were some surprises to the games. I think it was we had five of the home teams went 5-1, so pretty good day for the home teams, and you know it's going to bode well for the home teams here this weekend as well. All of them are favored by, you know, X amount, but I've got a question for you. Which team or which game last week was most surprising to you given the outcome? There's quite a few.
Yeah, you know, maybe it shouldn't be, but the Philly-Tampa game. I don't know what happened to Philadelphia, but something weird happened there.
Yeah, that was wild. I had to watch that game pretty closely. I wrote an article about it. But it was, you know, Jalen Hurts did not run the ball. Like, especially given the hand injury, no A.J. Brown, I thought for sure it was going to, you know, he was going to put the game on his back a little bit more, and he just didn't do that. So it was a wild
thing. It was odd, in my opinion, too.
What was that?
The play calling was a bit odd on Philadelphia's side. They just, well, they couldn't figure out how to beat a blitz.
Mm-hmm. A lot of blitzes, too.
Yeah, there were a ton of blitzes, and I don't know, they didn't just, you know, have someone on a crossing route every time over the middle where it was wide open, but I don't know.
You had that, and third, they didn't have any third down conversions, no fourth down conversions, which they are, like, the team for, you know, getting those. There was one.
They invented it.
Yeah, they invented the tush push, and they had a tush push situation where they, you know, they went for two with it because they got a shorter field because of a penalty. And I mean, they probably should have got that. It was a big penalty that wasn't called when he got his helmet ripped back. But even then, yeah. I mean, 9-32, that was a spanking that the Buccaneers put on the Eagles. So I would say that's probably most surprising as well. There's tons of them. You could argue that the, you know, the Dolphins versus the Chiefs, that one was a little surprising. A cold game nonetheless, but if you watch Tua in that one, he was just slinging the ball behind the line for a lot of the passes.
Yeah, that was another game that was a bit odd. I mean, I guess the cold weather obviously factors into it. And I mean, they did a good job containing Tyreek Hill to one big play.
Yeah. So, that was the only good offensive play they had for the Dolphins, I feel like.
Yeah, that, basically.
And then Packers, they threw up 48 points on the Cowboys. That was shocking, but Cowboys doing what they do in the playoffs best, I guess. And then the Texans versus the Browns, that was an absolute blowout. That one, that could have, like I said, there was tons of games. I mean, we got some wrong, but they were shocking, I think, to most people, given the outcome.
Yeah. The good news is, on bets, we were 4-for-4.
There we go. Yeah, that is the good news there. Let's, you know, we're going to not dwell on the past too much here for the wild card weekend, but we are going to jump into the divisional round, and let's kick it off here with the Saturday games. First game of the week, we've got the Texans at the Ravens, 45.5-point over-under with the Ravens favored by 9.5 points. Now, just looking at that line, looking at the Ravens team and what the Texans just did to the Browns, who, you know, you're talking about the Ravens' good defense, the Browns have a very good defense as well. Do you think that line's fair, or how do you kind of see this game going, Jonah?
No, I would say, yeah, I would think it would be a closer line, maybe 6.5, because you got to give Baltimore their respect, but definitely a one-touchdown game. I mean, we talked, you know, I said last week I don't like betting against C.J. Stroud, and I should have just stuck to that. But no, they're, you know, is it really shocking if the Texans win? I say no.
I would say it would be shocking, but not... I would say it would be shocking. It's if there was somebody to win this weekend, that one would shock me the most out of all of them, out of all the games. I mean, C.J. Stroud, he's the youngest quarterback to win a playoff game, you know, so that's something that bodes in his favor. He's been red hot. So the Texans, they have the pieces. They need to, just as I mentioned last week, if they want to win the game, they need to get Devin Singletary involved and not be one-dimensional and just pass the ball. They want to run the ball as well. And Devin Singletary had himself a little bit of a game as well. The teams did, they did play in week one, given, I mean, it was C.J. Stroud's very first NFL experience, and the Ravens won 25-9. You know, that's C.J. Stroud wasn't necessarily at fault for there. He didn't throw any picks. He didn't throw any touchdowns, you know, which you would have expected him to have some kind of turnover during that game. But, you know, he's been accurate. He's been throwing off balance, not as much as the next guy we'll talk about, but he's looked great. I was shocked that they beat the Browns so, you know, one-sided. I mean, it's going to help when Joe Flacco throws 3 touchdowns, and 2 of those are to the defense. So that's going to help there. But yeah, I would be shocked personally if they you know, beat the Ravens, but they've got the firepower.
You know, the Ravens have lost as the number one seed before too. So
yeah, and what do you think? How much do you think it actually plays into the playoffs, like the hangover, if you will, like the bye week hangover of not playing for, and oftentimes these teams are not playing in week 18 as well. So not playing week 18, not playing for a bye week, and then finally playing here in the divisional round. So basically 3 weeks off. Do you think that has any kind of factors into it as well?
I think it can affect teams, but I think most teams are ready for it. They'll, even in the meaningless week 18 games, usually add guys in for a little bit, just so they weren't ice cold.
Yeah,
come 2 weeks from then.
That's true. All right, so we both got the Ravens winning this one. I would expect.
But we do, yeah.
As you mentioned, Texans being an upset would not be surprising to yourself. I was talking about people throwing off their back foot. I want to talk about Jordan Love here. The Packers at the 49ers, 50.5-point over-under with the 49ers favored by 9.5 points. Another 9.5 favored line. This one, I'm not too surprised with the line. Are you surprised with it? I mean, this is a young Packers team. Then you're going against these 49ers on the road. The 49ers have a top 3 scoring offense and defense. Jordan Love and the young Packers, they're hot.
Yeah, I'd say this line is more fair than the other line.
Yeah.
So I think this is closer to where it'll be, you know, you have to take into effect both, yeah, the offense and the defense, how good they both are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, hey, they did it last week against the Cowboys, but I would be surprised if Green Bay took this one.
Yeah. Yeah, this one I would be surprised if they beat the 49ers as well. I've got the Ravens and the 49ers going all the way to the big game. So that's, you know, kind of my 2 cents there. It's kind of chalk because they're, you know, first seeds, but nevertheless. I'm if the Packers are to win this, what player do you think really comes out and shows out? We saw Aaron Jones last week. He had himself a game. Obviously, Jordan Love had himself a game. He's since week 11, he has 21 touchdowns and one interception. He's been on fire. You watch some of these throws. They did all these plays here last week and beat up on the Cowboys. And Jaden Reed, their leading receiver, had no receptions. So you could see him get involved. Maybe they were saving him for this game here. I think it just wasn't part of the game plan last week, and it have to be. But how do the Packers win this if they are going to win this against the 49ers?
I think the Packers have to win this on defense against the 49ers. I think their offense is good enough, even against a good 49ers team, a great 49ers defense. I mean, I still expect Green Bay to score at least, 21, 24 points. You know, I think their offense will be able to put up enough points if their defense can somehow contain McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And Debo.
I think Debo's my X factor. Yeah, I mean, there's so many people on their team. Like, Kittle, when he gets the ball, he's falling forward with it. McCaffrey, he is a machine. He does that every single play, reaching for those extra 1-2 yards. And then Debo just runs through people with that. Oh, don't forget they have Brandon Ayuk as well, who is having himself a season. Like, they have so many weapons that obviously Jair Alexander can't defend each one of them. So Brock Purdy, I think, is going to have a field day with the Packers, secondary. This is one where I would be shocked if the Packers would win. I was also shocked that they beat the Cowboys. I said they're a young team. They're going to be back to the playoffs probably next year. They've shown flashes and, they're good. I didn't expect them to beat the Cowboys, 48-32. And even the 32 that's like they were throwing in the towel and just letting them score some points.
A misleading 32 points.
It's a very misleading. Yeah, it should be like 14 or 17. Yeah. Like, it was not a very close game at all, for any point of that. So, yeah, this one, we've both got the 49ers. On Sunday, we got two games as well, the final two games of the week. We got the Buccaneers at the Lions, 48.5-point over-under with the Lions favored by 6.5. These two teams, they played in week 6. The Lions won 20-6. It was not Baker Mayfield's best game. He's had better games since, certainly. This was also where they didn't have any running backs, basically, for the Detroit Lions. David Montgomery, he got hurt in this game. Jahmyr Gibbs, he was already ruled out. He had got injured, I think, the week prior. It was Craig Reynolds, and they didn't even use him. So it was the Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown show. So those guys were connected for a lot, and you could do that on the Buccaneers because their secondary is what some people would say is not good. we could expect more of that. And that was on the road. That was in Tampa. This game here is in Detroit. We know Jared Goff plays better in domes and at home. So this is going to be a game, I think, the Lions come out on top, but the Buccaneers, they are feisty. We're talking about games that are surprising. You talked about the Eagles game. Baker Mayfield, I mean, they had players step up all around. It was a shocking performance, by the Buccaneers, in my opinion, just given what they did. It was a Cade Otton game. It was not he had a career day, and it was not a Mike Evans game. You had David Moore step up. You had Trey Palmer, the speedster. Like, he stepped up and made plays. Like, there are other people making plays, which is what you need to happen in the playoffs because, if you're relying on just one guy, then, it's easier to shut down the game plan. So this one here, who do you think wins it? Why? And what do you think about the line? 6.5 points. I think that's kind of fair.
Fair. Maybe I'd go a little less because, I think I definitely wouldn't be shocked if the Buccaneers won. Yeah. As you said, they're a very feisty, scrappy team. The Lions don't have a great secondary, and the Buccaneers' entire offense is, basically throwing the ball. So You figure their offense, will just try and keep up with a good Detroit offense going against also a bad Tampa defense. So should be a fun one to watch too.
Yeah. This is a fun one. I mean, they're all, every single game we've talked about so far, even the next game we're going to talk about, I just want to root for all of these teams. There's different, maybe it's just me, maybe yourself as well, but I'm just like, oh, the Lions are here, for the first time 30 years. Like, this is a good narrative. Oh, the Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield, like, he's finally getting his shot. He's having a career year. This is fun. Like, they all have their own narrative to root for. So that's what makes it so hard on picking these teams, because I want them all to advance, and obviously that's not going to happen. But you said the line should be a little closer. Do you have the Lions winning this one?
Oh, man. I'll go with the Lions.
Okay.
I'll keep it Detroit.
Yeah, but another game. We both agree that, you know, that it, we wouldn't be so shocked if we saw the Buccaneers win. I don't think it would be so easily, because the Lions offense is clicking, and we've seen these teams face off before. The defense is kind of clicking there too. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either way. But another fun game to watch. And then the final game of the divisional round here, we've got the Chiefs at the Bills. This is going to be Patrick Mahomes' first playoff game, not at home and not in the Super Bowl. And so that's pretty exciting to see. 45.5 point over under with the Bills favored by 2.5. So basically a pick 'em. We did see this matchup earlier in the season, week 14. The Bills, they won by 3. It was 20-17. And yeah, this is going to be a pretty fun game. Like I said, it's a pick 'em. Another game here this week that we wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs won or if the Bills won. And Josh Allen, I mean, he's kind of had Mahomes' number recently in the regular season. But if you get to the postseason, that's where Patrick Mahomes shines. That's where he's beat Josh Allen before. Specifically, if you remember the overtime game where Josh Allen lost the coin flip, did not get the ball, and lost the game, basically. Or didn't win. He didn't really lose it himself. But both times, he's won in the playoffs. Mahomes has, against Josh Allen. So this is going to be a fun one here. Isaiah Pacheco's picked it up. They've been balanced there for the Chiefs. And then Bills, you know, I don't know what to say over there. They need Gabe Davis back. I think he's kind of an X factor. I'm going to look up his status. But how do you think this game is going to pan out?
Yeah, obviously a tough game to pick. A matchup that we've gotten used to seeing, which is always a good matchup.
Yeah.
And, you know, that regular season matchup, that would have gone different if Kadarius Toney lines up onside.
True, true. So
that's, you know, the Chiefs definitely could have won that game. Yeah, it's Mahomes versus Allen. I mean, it's what you want. It's two of the best quarterbacks, if not the best two.
Yeah, it's Manning, Brady. Like, we're going to see these guys in the playoffs multiple years. Like, it's like clockwork. We're going to see him early and often in the playoffs. So it's going to be fun to watch. I think this one is a 45.5 point line. I'd probably take the under on that. Just, yeah, I mean, if there was a team that's going to put up points, I feel like if the Bills get ahead, then it's going to be a little difficult for the Chiefs to kind of get back into the race. I mean, you've got Rashee Rice. He's kind of been good as a rookie, but he's still a rookie. He's shown some mistakes. And then Travis Kelce, I don't know what's going on there. He's still having a great year for tight ends, but he's not been the Travis Kelce we've known. He had a couple of drops last week. I think that was mostly due to him trying to make his gloves stickier, and it ended up making them slicker. I saw him oftentimes like spitting in his gloves, trying to make him, you know, get that grip back. Then balls are bouncing right off his hands. So that was obviously a mistake there. I don't know if that's a reported incident of what was actually happening, but yeah, this one should be a really fun one. I've got the Bills winning this one. So that would put me at all four home teams winning. Who do you got winning this one here?
I got to go with the history and go with Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah, it's who's kind of the X factor on the Chiefs that's going to put them, besides Patrick Mahomes, of course. He can can do whatever, but do you think anybody else steps up, whether it's offense or defense, for the Chiefs that helps put them over the top? Obviously, Patrick Mahomes can do whatever he wants anywhere, but anybody else?
Yeah, I think L'Jarius Sneed on Stephon Diggs is a big matchup.
Yeah.
I mean, Diggs gets frustrated, and he might be frustrated by L'Jarius.
Yeah, and Sneed's played lights out for most of the season. He's been great. And if, I mean, the Bills have been winning this season without Diggs, if you really think about it, because he hasn't been used as much as he, like, the second half of the season was not Stephon Diggs' best. And we saw the last game, I think it was Dalton Kincaid, and both him and Dawson Knox had touchdowns. So that's where they're probably going to have to rely on, you know, on the tight ends, on Khalil Shakir. He's shown flashes as well. He didn't have like the best game last week, but he's had some games here this season. So yeah, I think other people do need to step up besides Diggs, because yeah, Snead is going to, whoever he's on, he's been good at locking them down for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that, I mean, that wraps up all the Saturday games, all the Sunday games. It sadly coming to an end. It's dwindling down. We're, you know, we're wrapping it up. But if you want to go ahead, if you agree or disagree with any of our picks here, you know where to find us. You can hit us up on X, formerly known as Twitter. You can hit us up at Draft Dive and also at underscore Colt Williams. Also check out the website, draftdive.com. You know, plenty of player profiles if you're into rookies and stuff like that are coming out all the time. So check that out. Also the Patreon, patreon.com/draftdive. And Jonah, oh man, I'm so excited for this. I had one other question for you before we leave off. Is there any
Okay.
type of playoff ritual that you have at your house, whether it's a food that you have to have when you're watching the games or anything like that?
No, just disappointment. Disappointment every single year.
Well, both of our teams aren't in the playoffs, so that should tell you a little bit something here, Vikings and Patriots. So yeah, I don't disagree with you there. Well, how about we come back next week for the conference championships and talk to the people then.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you all for listening.